How do you do? This is
something sort of unusual in the way of hillbilly music.
The Gravy Boat. The Gravy Boat. The Gravy Boat with Dave Stone.
If I hear that music, well, I just make me want to move my feet. I just get up and go to it.
If you feel like your butter doesn't slip right off your biscuit.
Something sort of unusual in the way of hillbilly music.
Just hang on tight, because we fixing to fix you right up.
Smoking you ever done, or any beer drinking, or liquor. It's just a feeling that you got that nothing can hurt you, and you ain't scared of nothing.
We believe that you can interpret these old mountain ballads and songs and banjo tunes for you better than anybody.
Georgia, please welcome Dave Stone!
The Gravy Boat.
Is it me on the banjo now?
And now, back to rock. Bill, are you ready to rock?
The Gravy Boat.
Something sort of unusual in the way of hillbilly music.
It's a Gravy Boat.
Fried chicken farts and blessed hearts. Here comes that Gravy Boat with Dave Stone.
Oops, sorry about that. Wrong button. Hey, it's the Gravy Boat, Volume 10. It's me, Dave. Nice show lined up for you today. Whiskey Town, Rank and File, Dwight Yoakam, Loretta Lynn. Kicking it off with Tuscaloosa, Alabama's own, the Dexateens.
What will the sweethearts do when fashion is gone? Gathering tattered threads and roll them alone. Loving the cellophane, seeing it through. Loving the plastic thing. The righteous do justify selling a holy land for a piece of the pie. What will the wealthy do? Pay for it all. Buying a righteous plan, something to fall.
At a place with Wilco and with the way people hear music and consume music, if you want to use that word, where I think we really know how to do it, so I'm excited about it. And also, I think a lot of the ways people hear music and the internet has changed the way you can reach out to people.
It's the Gravy Boat with Dave Stone.
Trying my patience, try pink carnations, red roses, and yellow daffodils. Don't forget the flowers someday, I know you will. Displays of affection and all good intentions, why don't you just send me the bill? Don't forget the flowers someday, I know you will. lately been taking me way too seriously. Ooh. I can't ever explain why I don't feel your pain. I'm not over you. Don't forget the flowers someday. I hope I do. Try my patience, try pink carnations, red roses and yellow daffodils. Don't forget the flowers someday. I know I will. Don't forget the flowers someday. I know I will.
In 1969, John Prine had just returned home from a tour of Vietnam. He was just an average dude. He was a mailman working and living in Chicago. As a hobby, he would tinker around on the guitar and write songs. No intentions of performing them to a live audience. Till one night, he's hanging out at a folk club in Chicago. And under his breath, he made a negative comment about one of the performers while hanging out at the bar. That performer then called his bluff, said, "Oh, you think you could do better?" John started thinking. Went home, started polishing off some of his songs. Soon switched from spectator to performer. Started playing gigs at the Fifth Peg in Chicago. Till one night, Kris Kristofferson happened to be in the building. Caught one of John's sets. They quickly became friends. Cut to 2 years later, about a week before John released his debut album, he's hanging out with Kris Kristofferson in New York City at Carly Simon's apartment. Bob Dylan happens to be there. And Bob is singing the songs from John's yet-to-be-released debut album. Blows John Prine's mind. Unbeknownst to him, Dylan had got an advance copy from his manager and became an immediate fan. In 73, John put out his third album, Sweet Revenge, which included this song, Please Don't Bury Me.
Woke up this morning, put on my slippers, walked in the kitchen and died. And oh, what a feeling when my soul went through the ceiling and on up into heaven I did ride. When I got there, they did say, John, it happened this way. You slipped upon the floor and hit your head. And all the angels say, just before you passed away, these were the very last words that you said. Please don't bury me down in the cold, cold ground. No, I'm gonna have them cut me up and pass me all around. Throw my brain in a hurricane and the blind can have my eyes. And the deaf can take both of my ears if they don't mind the sound. Give my stomach to Milwaukee if they run out of beer. Put my socks in a cedar box, just get on out of here. Venus de Milo can have my arms, look out, I've got your nose. Sell my heart to the junk man and give my love to Rose. But please don't bury me down in that cold, cold ground. No, I'm gonna have them cut me up and pass me all around. For my brain in a hurricane and the blind can have my eyes. And the deaf can take both of my ears if they don't mind the sound.
Give my feet to the footloose, careless, fancy free. Give my knees to the needy, don't pull that stuff on me. Hand me down my walking cane, it's a sin to tell a lie. Send my mouth way down south and kiss my ass goodbye. But please don't bury me down in that cold, cold ground. No, I'd rather have them cut me up and pass me all around. Pull my brain in a hurricane and the blind can have my eyes. And the deaf can take both of my ears if they don't mind the size.
So, how'd you learn music?
My daddy, he had this old Washburn steel string. He couldn't play a lick on it. And I picked it up, started fooling with it. Guess that's how.
Right. And what were you listening to?
A bunch of people you probably never heard of. Little Bill and Scotty, Emmett Miller, Georgia Wildcats. You ever hear them?
No, I never heard the Georgia Wildcats.
No, I didn't figure that. How about Hank Williams? Gene Autry, Waylon, them boys.
Right, Lefty Frizzell. What's your real name?
I'm Bad Blake. Wasn't born bad. When I die, my tombstone will have my real name on it. Until then, I'm just gonna stay bad.
Thank you. I said, if you want to live to see tomorrow, you better start frying them eggs a little bit better than what you're frying. I'm tired of eating sloppy, slimy eggs.
The Gravy Boat, Volume 10. It's me, Dave. That was the Bad Livers off their album Industry and Thrift, a song called I'm Convicted. As you may or may not know, I do a podcast with Kyle Kinane called The Boogie Monster. A lot of times listeners will ask me, what's that banjo tune you play at the end of every episode? Oh, that's the Bad Livers. That song there is called Death Trip. But same group, same band, out of Austin, Texas, now defunct, was a two-piece. Danny Barnes and Mark Rubin put out a handful of albums in the 90s. Check them out, Bad Livers. Before that, Jeff Bridges. Yes, the actor Jeff Bridges. A song called Somebody Else. That's from the movie soundtrack Crazy Heart. He actually won an Oscar for that. Great movie if you haven't seen that. Based on the story of Hank Thompson, kind of inspired by country legend Hank Thompson. Man. And typically, when you hear actor hyphen musician, ugh, you roll your eyes. Bruce Willis, Keanu Reeves, the Bacon Brothers. But yeah, Jeff Bridges, bringing it home on that one. Great tune. Great movie, too. That one hits close to home. A lot of parallels between the old, down-and-out country musician and the up-and-coming, not-quite-there comedian. So I can definitely relate. The Damnations are on the Gravy Boat.
Thank you. same all around. Sometimes there was no life in living until you saw somebody lay down in the ground. So when they come from all sides on their horses, making demands and shooting loud, they'll act as if you could have made better choices, or that somehow you have brought the whole.
Thank you.
with my bottle of pills. With the daylight, I come dancing in through the blinds. It's the comfort of a woman pills can provide. It's this terrible, terrible pain in my mind. It's this I'm so lonesome.
I've always been crazy.
Hallelujah! The devil!
With Whiskey River, take my mind.
Good, pure, Pappy O'Donnell flower.
Go to this city.
Respect your elders, y'all. It's time for a Gravy Boat classic country throwback.
All right, let's throw it on back. George Jones, Tammy Wynette, without a doubt two of the biggest country stars of their time. They were married in 1969, and like many celebrity marriages, it did not work. They divorced in 1975, but in that span, they did seven albums together, two more later in their career, including one in 1976, released a year after their divorce. Here's the title track from that album, Golden Ring.
In a pawn shop in Chicago, on a sunny summer day, a couple gazes at the wedding rings, their own display.
She smiles and nods her head as he says, honey, that's for you. It's not much, but it's the best that I can do.
Golden ring,
golden ring,
with one tiny little stone.
Just a cold metallic thing. Only love can make a golden wedding ring.
In a little wedding chapel, later on that afternoon, an old upright piano plays that old familiar tune.
Tears roll down her cheeks and happy thoughts run through her head as he whispers low, with this ring I've been wed.
Golden ring,
golden ring,
with one tiny little stone.
Shining ring,
shining ring,
now at last it's found a home.
By itself,
by itself,
it's just a cold metallic thing. Only love can make a golden wedding.
She says one thing's for certain, I don't love you anymore, and throws down the ring as she walks out the door.
Golden ring,
golden ring,
with one tiny little stone
cast aside, like the love that's dead and gone.
By itself,
it's just a cold metallic thing. Only love.
In a pawn shop in Chicago,
on a sunny summer day,
a couple gazes at
the wedding rings, their own display.
Golden ring.
There it is. George and Tammy, classic country throwback on the Gravy Boat. Before that, Whiskey Town, a rare cut from the Stranger's Almanac Deluxe Edition. Nurse with the Pills, live version of that song. Not available on the regular Stranger's Almanac, but only on the Deluxe Edition. Ryan Adams, boy, he can really write a bummer of a song. But hey, that's kind of what country music is about. Hey, it's Dave. Great music coming up. Dwight Yoakam, Loretta Lynn. We'll get to that in a moment. 1995 in Paducah, Kentucky. The great band, the legendary Shack Shakers, was born. Founded by J.D. Wilkes and a revolving cast of musicians. 2009, J.D. started a side project with his wife, Jessica Wilkes, and bassist Mark Robertson. They focused more on a traditional acoustic sound. Somewhere during this time, the legendary Shack Shakers took a brief hiatus. 2012, J.D. added Atlanta guitarist Rod Humdala and drummer Preston Korn, my childhood buddy. They changed their name to J.D. Wilkes and the Dirt Daubers. Some refer to their new sound as Shack Shakers Light. Shortly thereafter, Jessica left the band after she and J.D. got a divorce, and the Dirt Daubers kind of transitioned back into the legendary Shack Shakers. Confusing, I know. From the Dirt Daubers 2011 release, Wake Up Sinners, this is Angel Along the Tracks. It's on the Gravy Boat.
Well, the weeds are awful high down that lonesome line, and them unions ain't what they used to be. And those rickety bridges creak like hell beneath the wheels, and the crossed eyes are crooked as can be. Where the junctions ahead are a danger to behold, an 18-wheeler may well block the way. So lay true your wintry wings along the missing rails as the coaches go coasting peacefully. Angel of the track, won't you bring my baby back? Well, got a home, keep us safe in the sunshine and the rain on that northbound on the 99 train. Safe in the sunshine and the rain on that northbound number 99 train. Chase beside the sunset train with the tips of barley grain as picket fences blur along the way. Let not fire win the rain, sway over the fate of my baby today. Angel of the track, won't you bring my baby back? We'll guide her home, keep her safe in the sunshine and the rain on that northbound number 99 train. Angel of the tracks, angel. Sunshine and the rain on that northbound number 99 train.
I introduced you before your first tune as a kind of a country gone punk or punk gone country, meaning that you certainly have those elements in your audience, but you guys have had trouble getting airplay. Why is that? Because they can't decide what you are?
Well, I guess so. I'd want to think that'd be the reason. You know, it's everybody knows about radio stations anyway, and what they choose to play or don't choose to play often has, you know, little, relatively little to do with the merits of whether a song is good or bad. And,
they don't take many chances sometimes, do they?
No, well, it's a business, and it's not their business to take chances. Their business to go with what they think is the right shot.
Well, you fellas were sure fun to listen to, so we'll give your fans a chance to hear you again, a chance for you guys to make some more fans. I'll get off this rock station here. And, Conductor wore black. This is Rank and Fire.
Woo!
I caught the train at the station on the tracks to the rider that an engine is old as the moon. With my ticket in my hand, I waited for the man and the whistle. It howled out of tune. Well, the brakeman did his job and the fireman did his. Yes, he kept up a good attitude.
Of cowpunk, rank and file. Hell, let's do another one. Amanda Ruth.
Show. Look out. Hold up. Look out. Get it. Get it, son. Ah. Oh. Watch out.
Oh, there it is. Huh, man. Hey, what's up? It's the Gravy Boat, Volume 10. It's me, Dave. Rank and file, double down, double shot. Two for Tuesday. I don't know. Two songs in a row. That's what I was trying to say. Rank and file, like I said, one of the innovators of cowpunk, or whatever you want to call it, where country meets punk. You'd do a whole episode one day just on cowpunk. Them, the Knitters, Jason and the Scorchers. A lot of great stuff from that little subgenre. I dig it. That's from their 1982 debut, Sundown. Those guys out of Austin, Texas, put out three albums in the early to mid-80s. Before that, the Dirt Daubers with Angel Along the Tracks. It's the legendary Shack Shakers crew. Those guys literally this week coming home from a European tour. Just announced U.S. dates for spring and summer. Check out legendaryshackshakers.com. They're playing all over. I'm going to try to catch them on my tour. I think we're crossing paths a couple times in the Midwest in May. I'll tell you some of my tour dates coming up here in just a few minutes in case you want to come see a live comedy show. Come see me and then go see the Shack Shakers. Like I said, not necessarily in the same town on the same night, but real close. So we'll figure that out. I'll do some newer music from Loretta Lynn in just a moment, but right now, new Dwight Yoakam on the Gravy Boat.
If you did do violence on somebody, I ain't scared of shit.
Ever Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. Once upon a time there lived a man, and his name was Hezekiah. He walked with God both day and night, but he didn't want to die. He cried, oh Lord, please let me live. Death is close, I know. God smiled down on Hezekiah and gave him 15 years to go. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. Lord, I want to go to heaven, but I don't want to die. Though I long for the day when I'll have a new birth, still I love living here on earth. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. Soul of man. When Judas had betrayed him, his father heard him cry. He was brave until his death, but he didn't want to die. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. Lord, I want to go to heaven, but I don't want to die. Go along for the day when I'll have a new birth. Still, I love living here. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. Lord, I want to go to heaven, but I don't want to die. Go along for the day when I'll have a new birth. Still, I love living here on earth. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die.
From 2009's B-Sides and Rarities album called The Fine Print, Drive-By Truckers covering Tom T. Hall, Mama Bake a Pie.
People staring at me as they wheel me down the ramp toward my plane. War is over for me. I've forgotten everything except the pain. Thank you, sir, and yes, sir. It was worth it for the old red, white, and blue. Since I won't be walking, I suppose I'll save some money buying shoes. A bottle hidden underneath the blanket over my two battered legs. I can see the stewardess making over me and asking me, were you afraid? I say, well, I know I'm Superman and couldn't find the phone booth quite in time. And G.I. gets a lot of laughs if he remembers all the funny lines. Baked a pie, daddy kill a chicken. Your son is coming home, 11:35 Wednesday night. Mama will be crying, daddy's gonna say, son, they treat you good. My uncle will be drunk and he'll say, boy, they do some real great things with wood. The letter that she wrote me said goodbye, she couldn't wait, and lots of luck. The bottle underneath the blanket feels just like an old friend to my touch. I know she'll come and see me, but I bet she never wants. Looks at my legs. She'll just talk about the weather and the dress she wore the July 4th parade. Lord, I love her so much that I don't think I can drink
7:35 Wednesday night.
Drive-by truckers on the gravy boat. Mama bake a pie, daddy kill a chicken. Tom T. Hall cover from the fine print. Before that, Loretta Lynn off her most recent album, Full Circle, Everybody Wants to Go to Heaven. Loretta covering herself on that one. That song originally appeared on her 1965 album, Hymns. And before that, new stuff from Dwight Yoakam off Swimming Pools Movie Stars, a song called What I Don't Know. It's me, Dave, wrapping up episode 10 of The Gravy Boat. Come see a show. I'll be on tour all of May. May 3rd, St. Louis. May 4th, Chicago. May 5th, Milwaukee. Cincinnati on the 7th. Chattanooga on the 9th. Athens, Georgia, May 10th. May 13th, Charlotte, North Carolina. May 14th, Durham, North Carolina. The 19th, I'll be in Pensacola. 20th, 21st, I'll be at the Birmingham Comedy Festival. May 24th, Pittsburgh, Kansas. May 25th, Joplin, Missouri. And I'll wrap it up on the 26th in Fayetteville, Arkansas. At Dave Stone Comedy on Twitter for a more detailed listing of those dates. Come see a show. I'd love to see you. Bring some snacks. Fellowship. Because of the tour and because of some other stuff that has popped up in my dumb little show business life, got some bad news. It's going to be the last gravy boat for a while. Not permanently, but for a while. I got to take a hiatus. I'm just too busy. I guess that's a good problem to have. But no, seriously, I love doing this for you guys, and I can't thank you enough for listening and spreading the word. But I'm going to take a break, maybe, hopefully no more than a month or two. But yeah, so look at it as like a TV series. You watch season one, and you gotta wait a few months for season two to come out. So I will be back, but I do have to take a break. Until then, re-listen to these, you know? They keep. They got a decent shelf life. Got 10 episodes there you can just binge. But seriously, come see me on tour and stick with me. I'll be back in a few months for more Gravy Boat. Till then, I'll wrap it up with Songs Ohio. Just a coincidence that this song is called Farewell Transmission. It's the Gravy Boat. Seriously, thanks, guys. Holla at your boy.
The whole place is dark. Every light on this side of the town. Suddenly it all went down. Now we'll all be brothers. Oh, the fossil fire of the sun. Now we will all be sisters. Oh, secret out of the past. I will resurrect it. I'll have a good go at it. I'll streak his blood across my beard. Dust my feathers with his hair. Feel his ghost breathing down my back. I will try, know what
gets it right. Real truth about it is we're all supposed to try. There ain't no end to the sands I've been trying to cross. Real truth about it is my kind of life's no good at all. It's got the map, or if it's
Thank you.